and say, I didn't know you were so cute in real life. And if I'm dead and it's past the year 1999, I'll see you at the Stairway to Heaven. Or maybe fighting the Battle of Evermore somewhere. See you, fans. Here's Tommy Vance.
Radio 1. 275-285
and welcome to listeners on VHF who've just joined Radio 1, not only for the top 40, but also for the rest of the evening. Now, don't forget, you can hear the nation's top chart show in super stereo right now on VHF.
Tommy Vance, this week's top 40 on Radio 1.
We've got 9 new entries. One record stays exactly where it was last week. The rest just go up or down. Hi, this is TV on the radio, Tommy the Vance, and welcome once again to the top 40.
Number 40
is a new entry by Hall and Oates. Have been making records together for something like 10 years now. They also, before that, were on many other great successful records that came out of Philadelphia and various other places in the United States of America. A new entry this week at number 40 in our charts over here. I Can't Go For That, No Can Do by Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's also on their album, which is out at the moment, called Private Eyes. And in the States, it is their fourth concurrent U.S. number one. And it sold 2 million singles. We have a new one at 39.
Thank you.
A new entry this week at number 39 in the UK Top 40. That's Mike Post, and it features Larry Carlton on the lead guitar. Now, the last time that Mike Post was in the charts over here was back in 1975. He was then the Mike Post Coalition. He had a very, very minor hit called The Afternoon of the Rhino. Mr. Post also wrote the theme for the Rockford Files as well. The interesting thing about that record, though, I think, is Larry Carlton, one of America's highest-paid session guitarists, who used to be a member of the Crusaders. And at one time, he's recorded with just about everybody in the States, including Minnie Riperton, and indeed Steely Dan. He's made 3 solo albums to date. He's a great guitarist. At number 38 this week, The Boiler by Rhoda with the Specials, a.k.a. But in at...
Number 37!
Diana Ross. She's been a solo artist now for 12 years. It's 12 years since she left the Supremes. That's the second track to be lifted from her self-produced album called Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And unlike most of the other tracks on that album, that song, Mirror Mirror, is an original song. It's not been recorded, I think, by anybody else at all. Interesting to note that the lead guitar on that is played by a guy called Bob Kulick, who's played on many good albums, including the Paul Stanley of Kiss fame solo LP.
Stereo. Stereo. Stereo.
Radio 1. Haircut 100 come in at 36. Single, a new entry this week at number 36. The follow-up, of course, to favorite shirts. It's called Love Plus One. Six-piece band, four English people, one American, and a gentleman who was born in West Germany. The tweets are on the way down, let me tell you, down from 29 to 35 with a birdie song, but up from 39 to 34, Stiff Little Fingers.
Oh!
Last week at number 39, this week up to number 34, Stiff Little Fingers and Listen, but straight in at
number 33,
Japan and European Sun.
Thank you.
Actually recorded way back in 1979. It first saw the light of day on the B-side of a single issued in 1981 called Life in Tokyo. But that is a complete remix. It's the brand new entry this week. That is at number 33. It's by the band called Japan. Its title is European Sun. It's also on their current album, which is entitled Assemblage, or Assemblage, or whichever way you want to say it. They also have another album out, which is in the charts, which of course is the album called Tin Drum. Interesting projects they're all into, but mainly individually. No plans for any tours at the moment. Though I'm told that David Sylvian is actually going to record a single with a Japanese gentleman. XTC are in at 32.
Sleep safe.
A new entry this week at number 32 is called Senses Working Overtime by XTC, who come from the west part of our country. Their first hit was way back in 1979. It was called Making Plans for Nigel. Andy Partridge, who wrote that song and leads the band, also did some really good television programs, which I think were only shown in the Bristol area, where he just walked around various cities in that part of the world and described what he saw. They were really excellent programs.
Tommy Vance. This week's Top 40 on Radio 1, number 31.
Lindsay Buckingham, Trouble. This week at number 31, Trouble by Lindsay Buckingham. It's a track from his solo album, which is called Law and Order. He comes from Chicago. He also was in the Buckinghams, the founder member he was of that group thereof way back years ago, who had a massive success with a single called Kind of a Drag. He also one time had a duet going with Stevie Nicks. Way back in about 1977 in this country, they released the Buckingham Nicks album that was re-released in 1981. Of course, both Mr. Buckingham and Stevie Nicks are now members of Fleetwood Mac. And incidentally, Mick Fleetwood plays the drums on that track. That album, Buckingham Nicks, is very interesting if you can find it. It was re-released last year, as I told you. Elkie Brooks has got a single out. It's just come in at number 30.
Do that to you.
Of that song got to number 30 in the charts as well. That is a new entry this week at number 30, Fool If You Think It's Over by Elkie Brooks. The original was done by Chris Rea, a fellow from Middlesbrough. It's a track from Elkie's number 4 album in our charts called Pearls, a fine song. This has gone up from 35 to 29.
Number 29,
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, it's hard to believe.
John, up from number 35 to number 29, written and produced by fellow Australian John Farrar. Okay, down from number 24 to 28, Daddy's Home by Cliff Richard. Down from 25 to 27, Rock and Roll by Status Quo. I hear they're down to 400 drummers now. They're still looking for a new one. Out of that 400, somebody might be lucky. Up from number 37 to number 26, George Benson. Previously unreleased tracks that you'll find on the George Benson Collection double album. It's a big hit single for him, though. Up from number 37 to number 26 this week, Never Give Up on a Good Thing by Mr. Benson. Down from 21 to 25, Young Turks by Rod Stewart. Up from 26 to number...
Number 24.
The Yellow.
Remember the good old 1980s when things were so uncomplicated. I wish I could go back there again. and everything could be the same. I've got a ticket to the moon. I'll be leaving here any day soon. Yeah, I've got a ticket to the moon, but I'd rather see the sunrise in your eyes. Got a ticket to the moon. I'll be rising high above the earth so soon. And the tears I cry might turn into the rain that gently falls upon your window. You'll never know.
Sided single, the other side is Here's the News. That is Ticket to the Moon. It's gone up from 26 to 24 this week by the ELO. Down from 15 to 23, Antrap by Adam and the Ants. No planned single at the moment, but he has demoed at least two new songs. Down from 17 to number 22, One of Us. That, of course, is by ABBA. And down from 14 to 21, Yellow Pearl by Philip Lynott, which also, as you well know, is the theme for Top of the Pops. Don't miss Top of the Pops this Thursday. John Peel is going to be the presenter. And that should be really good, because whenever he says something, he says it well. And here's the chart rundown from 40 to 21. At 40, I Can't Go For That, Daryl Hall and John Oates. 39, Theme from the Hill Street Blues, Mike Post and Larry Carlton. 38, The Boiler, Rhoda with the Specials, a.k.a. 37, Miller Miller, Diana Ross. 36, Love Plus One, Haircut 100. 35, Birdie Song, The Tweets. 34, Listen, Stiff Little Fingers. 33, European Sun, Japan. 32, Senses Working Overtime, XTC. 31, Trouble, Lindsay Buckingham. 30, Fool If You Think It's Over, Elkie Brooks. 29, Landslide, Olivia Newton-John. 28, Daddy's Home, Cliff Richard. 27, Rock and Roll, Status Quo. 26, Never Give Up on a Good Thing, George Benson. 25, Young Turks, Rod Stewart. 24, Ticket to the Moon, Electric Light Orchestra. 23, Antrap, Adam and the Ants. 22, One of Us, ABBA. 21, Yellow Pearl, Philip Lynott.
Tommy Vance, this week's Top 40 on Radio 1.
Still at number 20, I Want to Spend Some Time with You by Alton Edwards. But up from number 22 to...
Number 19.
Shack Attack. massive tour of this country that continues till mid-March. Last week at number 22, this week at number 19, Shack Attack and Easier Said Than Done. Madness and their single go down from number 12 to number 18, the single called It Must Be Love, but they've got a new single coming out in 2 weeks' time. It's a totally re-recorded version of a track that was on their album called Seven, the track called Cardiac Arrest. Up from 31 to 17, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Zooming up the charts. Last week at number 31, this week up to number 17, though their album is standing static at number 9, the album called Architecture and Morality, from whence that track has come. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and The Maid of Orleans, also known as Joan of Arc, The Waltz. The time now, 6 o'clock.
Tommy Vance,
275-285, and Stereo VHS.
The Four Tops are up from 19 to 16. But don't walk away.
Not now that I'm inspired. Oh, won't you stay? Please don't you
Moving around the charts like a space invader, that thing has. Up from number 19 this week to number 16, The Four Tops and Don't Walk Away. And here's another one that's been moving around at quite a frenetic rate. Up from number 23 to number 15, Brown Thorn. Last week at number 5, this week down to number 12, The Human League and Don't You Want Me.
Tommy Vance, this week's Top 40 on Radio 1.
And here's the record that you would have seen these guys singing on the Old Grey Whistle Test last week. Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You, down from 8 to 11.
I've been looking too hard, I've been waiting too long.
Waiting for a Girl Like You by Foreigner, down from number 8 to this week's number 11, written by Lou Gramm, the lead singer, and Mick Jones, who plays keyboards and lead guitar. Mick, incidentally, used to be with a band called Spooky Tooth years ago. Their album, from whence that single has come, has gone up the charts 2 positions this week, from 10 to 8. The album is called Foreigner 4. This has gone up from 18 to...
number 10.
And it's Christopher Cross. Best That You Can Do, also known, of course, as Arthur's Theme. It's gone up our charts from 18 to 10 this week. Not only is he a good singer-songwriter, he's also a vivid lead guitarist as well. Meatloaf, Dead Ringer for Love, has gone down from 7 to 9.
Rock and roll it through a low. Baby, baby, rock and roll it through.
record. Meatloaf, Dead Ringer for Love, down from number 7 to number 9, comes into this country during the month of April. If you want a ticket, get in fast. They're selling like hotcakes. That'll also give us the opportunity to see a really, really great Welsh drummer who used to be with a band called Man and also with Rockpile, a fellow by the name of Terry Williams. He's playing drums now with the Meatloaf band. He's an ace drummer.
Tommy Vance, the new Top 40 on Radio 1.
It's 6:30, up from 11 to...
Number 8.
Dollar. Like a squash ball, up this week from number 11 to number 8, Dollar, and their single called Mirror Mirror. This has gone down from 6 to 7. John Anderson and Vangelis Papathanasiou. I'll find my way home.
You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I say I can't tell you when, but if my spirit is lost, how will I find what is near? Don't question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in the east, shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end. You know your will to be free is matched with love secretly.
singles going down the charts. I'll Find My Way Home by John Anderson and Vangelis, down from number 6 to number 7 this week. But the album called The Friends of Mr. Cairo is in at number 13 in our top 30 album charts. Quick reminder, though, if you want to get the version of The Friends of Mr. Cairo on which that track is included, buy the album that has a photograph of the two of them on the front of it, not the white one. Okay, now you know. There's a lovely little motif on the label of this record. It says, History Catches Up With You, Golden Brown.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. Never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Record in the United Kingdom this week, The Stranglers and Golden Brown. On the back of all their album sleeves and also on the back of the single sleeve that accompanies that single called Golden Brown, you'll find information about one of the best sort of information services offered by any band. They really do it well. It's called the SIS, the Stranglers Information Society. I must say that I never thought I'd ever see the day when a Stranglers single would be a Radio 2 record of the week, but it was this week. Down from 2 to 3. Kraftwerk.
You never know.
Last week it was number one, this week it's dropped down to number two, and I never ever tire of listening to those amazing drum patterns on that record. Bucks Fizz, the land of make-believe.
Tommy Vance, this week's Top 40 on Radio 1.
With a chart rundown from 20 to 2. 20, I Want to Spend Some Time with You, Alton Edwards. 19, Easier Said Than Done, Shack Attack. 18, It Must Be Love Madness. 17, Maid of Orleans, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. 16, Don't Walk Away, The Four Tops. 15, I Want to Be a Winner, Brown Sauce. 14, Drowning in Berlin, Mobiles. 13, I Could Be Happy, Altered Images. 12, Don't You Want Me, Human League. 11, Waiting for a Girl Like You, That's My Foreigner. Number 10 this week, Arthur's theme, The Best You Can Do by Christopher Cross. 9, Dead Ringer for Love, Meatloaf. 8, Mirror Mirror by Dollar. 7, I'll Find My Way Home, John and Vangelis. 6, Being Boiled, The Human League. 5, Get Down On It, Cool in the Gang. 4, Golden Brown, The Stranglers. 3, The Model Kraftwerk. This week's number 2 is The Land of Make-Believe by Bucks Fizz.
Britain's number 1.
What an absolutely amazing history that man has had over the past 18 months. He's back up there at number one. Shakin' Stevens from Wales and Oh Julie. Geraint Watkins, also from Wales, playing the squeeze box on that. The Top 40 production is done by Bernie Andrews. My name is Tommy Vance, and I trust you have yourself a really good rest of the weekend. Following the news, part two of Lieber and Stoller. Andy Peebles introduces the record producers. Wherever you happen to be in our country, take care of yourselves. Have a good time. Good night.
And that about wraps it up. Oh, Lady Breaker on CB Channel 28. Oh, she was Friday night. Other than that, I don't think I'm doing anything at all this week, apart from possibly trying to get a job and doing one or two strange things, maybe even working in a bar. Life at the Whop and Take may happen one lunchtime next week. I've got £14 to spend for the week. Right, now the big album track of the week. This week, and it was last week as well, is Aqualung by Jethro Tull, which I borrowed the album off a girl called Fiona. And it's an amazing track. It's really fabulous. And it's been in my life for 2 weeks. And it's all basically to do with a certain well-known person who is no longer here, who shall remain nameless anyway, but who was a very big influence in my life. If only they were still here. As you can hear, Aqualung is an amazing track. I seem to have worn out the track on the album, but I've got it on tape, graphically equalised. What am I talking about? It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, the 31st of January, 1982. My hair's greasy. I took the dog out. I think I'll take the dog out tonight. I don't think I'll be doing anything socially because certain people are busy. Certain people are busy doing all sorts of strange things. And I don't know quite what I'm doing. I'm probably busy myself, except that I'm not really sure if I am or not. So I think until Tuesday night, I shall retire. Tomorrow, I shall count my money. And play some Tony Blackburn cassettes and things. Meanwhile, I'll sign off now with Jethro Tull and Aqualung. The next Top 40 tape will be in February, and it's Tommy Vance again, and I'll be telling you about what actually did happen this week, whether the Tuesday night thing actually happened or not. Meanwhile, I'll see you, not off pop pickers and all that stuff. So long.